From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Philippine police and disaster officials say at least 133 people are dead and dozens of others missing as a tropical storm triggered mudslides and floods. Multiple deaths reported, and police say 12,000 people have left their homes for higher ground. The UN Security Council unanimously agreed to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors that fuel its illicit weapons programs. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
On November 29th, Pyongyang launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. This was another attempt by the Kim regime to masquerade as a great power while their people starve and their soldiers defect. But for the international community, this is an unprecedented challenge from a defiant state. So we have leveled an unprecedented response. This resolution ratchets up the pressure on North Korea even further, building on our last resolution, which included the strongest sanctions ever imposed on them.
And the new resolution builds on three earlier rounds of tough sanctions imposed on Pyongyang this year. Some council members also noted that North Korea appears to be illegally exporting coal and acquiring prohibited oil through deceptive shipping practices. The FBI has arrested an American man who allegedly plotted a terrorist attack on a popular tourist site in San Francisco to be carried out on Christmas Day. Federal authorities announced Friday they arrested 26-year-old Everett Aaron Jameson of Modesto, California. Jameson allegedly told an undercover FBI agent that he planned to target the heavily visited Pier 39 in San Francisco by remotely detonating explosives and then shooting people with a rifle as they fled. This is VOA News. The U.S. is providing Ukraine with weapons in an effort to help the country with its fight against Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of the country. The U.S. State Department said in a statement that the decision to provide Ukraine with enhanced defense capabilities is in keeping with the effort to help Ukraine build its long-term defense capacity to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity. That statement added that the U.S. assistance is entirely defensive in nature. The California wildfire that continues to blaze through more than 100,000 hectares is now the largest wildfire in the state since 1932. The so-called Thomas Fire has been burning in Southern California since December 4th and has scorched more than 110,000 hectares. Fire officials say more than 2,800 fire personnel continue to battle that blaze. One firefighter has lost his life. Another civilian died. Officials say that the fire is 65% contained, and any new burned acreage will be due to controlled burning operations. Thomas Fire has destroyed more than 1,000 structures and cost more than $177 million. The International Olympic Committee says it has banned 11 Russian athletes for life and stripped two more Olympic medals from Russians, one during the 2014 Sochi Games. The man accused of deliberately driving into Christmas shoppers on a busy street in the Australian city of Melbourne has been charged with 18 counts.
18 counts of attempted murder and one count of conduct endangering life. Those are the charges for Saeed Nouri, who was behind the wheel in Thursday's vehicle attack in Melbourne. He appeared in court on Saturday, accused of deliberately plowing into Christmas shoppers at one of the busiest intersections in the city. Police say the 32-year-old is known to have mental problems and to use drugs, but they ruled out terrorism as a motive for the attack. Nouri will next appear in court on Wednesday. It's also been ordered for him to be assessed by psychologists. Officials say 12 people are still in hospital, including three who are in critical condition. The attack has prompted a plan for increased police presence at Melbourne events as the holiday season comes into full swing.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron arrived Friday in the capital of Niger on a trip designed to bolster the morale of the French troops in the country who are fighting extremists. The French president was welcomed to the capital city by his counterpart, Mahamadou Soufou. Two leaders are meeting to talk about African forces taking a more prominent role in the fight against jihadists. The former colonial power has thousands of its military service members in Niger. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.